Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me with the market. There are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember, if you call any time for assistance, that number correctly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. You have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan. If I had to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any, save this number in your phone for reference, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we're celebrating today. It is National Chocolate Chip Day. I'm a big fan of that one. I can go for the chocolate chips. You don't even have to celebrate for that one. That's just plain old-fashioned good thinking. You go for chocolate chips. Make a cookie, I can go there as well. That's always a good story. Dow Jones average up 8 points as we see oil up $1.36 a barrel to $49.20, and the U.S. 10-year Treasury down 5 basis points, 2.338. That is good news for our mortgage interest rate. Speaking of mortgage interest rates, we're releasing this afternoon our Millennial E-Guide. So it is a Millennial's Guide to Home Ownership. We're going to release that this afternoon. Make sure that you go to RonSiegelRadio.com. Make sure you are registered right there at RonSiegelRadio.com so you can get your copy of our new guide that's coming out today. Go to the Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. You can actually see our guide or in line there or the distribution. So you're in the early segment of that distribution coming out today. Millennials getting houses. They're not all millennials are created equal, and I know that a lot of folks want to lump every one of our millennials, 18 to 34-year-olds, into the same group of people. They're not all the same. They've got unique goals, unique desires. I'm not going to say that they're going to be one and the same, so make sure that you do get that guide today. We're going to release that one later on in the day. Afternoon today, we'll get that out into to the public. Markets, you got still following the loons. It's an interesting time when I go and have an opportunity to get out to different events and see what's going on in the marketplace. And I try and do that as often as possible, just to get a pulse of people. And we are still going through the Trump derangement syndrome. Where we're still hearing a lot of folks that are coming up with this concept that it's just amazing with their whole thought process about the president and how dangerous the president is. And I had this conversation. It was very fascinating, at least to me. It was a very fascinating conversation because it was with somebody, and they said, well, you know, nowadays with news, how do you know what news is accurate? Because there are so many places. You can't listen to any one of the elected Democrats. I'll tell you why you can't listen to any of them. Because they have made themselves irrelevant. My belief is if everything in the world, nobody agrees with everybody on anything. Nobody agrees with anybody on 100% of what's going on in the world. It's just not a possibility. But by the same token, there is nobody that is 100% of the time wrong. And if you were to listen to the Democrats right now, the Democrat issue is they are 100% of the time wrong. Now, you can't be doing that. There is nobody that is 100% right. Nobody's 100% wrong. So what is the latest? Now, the issue with Comey's director, FBI Director Comey, with him getting fired. Here's that issue, and it's very, very simple. Again, the media does not want to talk about the reality. All they're saying is it's kind of funny because they jump to the conclusions. They did this when Obama was president as well, and we got into serious problems over this. But the media jump to these different conclusions, and they find out when the facts come out, prove it, but they don't share that information. The general public. So the issue is the reason that the media is giving for left-wing Democrats The reason that Trump fired Comey was very simple. He was getting too close in the Russian investigation. Yet when the newly implemented or newly installed deputy, the acting head of the FBI now, he testified in front of Congress and said, no, when you fire the lead dog there, no, they're not going to stop anything. He doesn't have anything to do with that anyway. He oversees these issues, but the fact of the matter is that when they put, I think the man's name is Adam, I'll find it for you, McCabe is the gentleman's name, when they put him in there, Andrew McCabe. So when they put Andrew McCabe up on when he testified in front of Congress, no, the FBI did not stop their investigations because one person changed. Their investigations go on. So that is one for the liberals. They're a little loud on this morning on that buzzer. Then the next thing was that Comey asked for resources. Now here's the other issue. This is hysterical to me. Comey asked for more resources, needed more money, went to the press, asked for more money to continue the Russian investigation. Mr. McCabe came up and said the same thing again. He said, no, that wasn't true either, that the FBI understands the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and the chain of command both dictate that the FBI Department of Justice to get their resources, and Department of Justice get resources from where they are originated, and that is not from the president. Those resources come from Congress, and on top of that, they've got plenty of money, so they don't even need to get any more resources for this. So you continue on with the narrative. So now, what do the liberals have to say? Well, they don't come out and tell you that everything that they've been giving you information-wise is bogus and irrelevant and misreported. They just go on to the next issue that they want to start complaining about, and it just goes on and on from there. Everything cannot be 100% wrong. Everything that Trump does is not 100% correct either. You have to understand that it works both ways. So listening to what the liberal media is doing right now just tells us all that, hey, you know something? You can't trust them. Because if they're going to have to re-engineer every single thing they do, you have to wait. You say, okay, well, I believe them right now. It makes sense what they're saying. But then anticipate that 5 minutes from now, they're going to be giving you bum information. It does not work that way. But that's the way we are. That's the way our population is right now. Heck, they were even complaining. CNN, you got to love this. CNN came out, and they're even complaining about the fact that two scoops of ice cream when everybody else got one scoop of ice cream. That's CNN. That's a news organization. That's what they're. And I shared this with several people over the weekend. A technical problem on the station Friday, so I couldn't share this with you. But think about this concept. What I was telling this one individual, when you hear something from the new question has to be 100% of the time, you have the same exact thing. Prove it. So when they tell you that the question mark about firing me was about them getting too close on Russia, prove it. The anonymous sources, give me something that I can go back and check on my own. Prove it. Telling you that COVID more money. Prove it. Let me give you the sources. Let me go check. I don't believe you in anything. When they're telling you that Trump wanted two scoops of ice cream instead of everybody else wanting one, you got to wonder why are they spending that much time on it? When it's all about Russia, well, Clapper's been obviously an intelligence director, but when he comes out and tells you that it's not so, that they don't, there is no collusion, they've got no evidence of collusion, yet the media continues on the same narrative. Do you believe them? They prove it. You got to say prove it to everything with them nowadays, because Dan Rather. Him saying about the president being a danger to our population. Well, he's the one that got fired for lying. Think about that concept. He's fired for lying, yet he's telling people that the president is the one that is responsible here. Can you believe that? Yeah, right, it's all fake news. Keep considering how do you get the right information. It drives you nuts that they don't share that. They got rid of O'Reilly. Now that was another one. See, he's an individual that gave fair coverage to both sides. I think he's a bit conservative. He claims to be independent, but the issue is he has that right just like everybody else does. But the media got on his back because he came up with some answers that they didn't like. The new, think about this one. They're all over right now, the newly crowned Miss USA, because she gave answers that were not consistent with the media narrative. Think about that one. So they ask her if she's a feminist. She says, no, I believe in all people. They ask her if health care is a privilege. She says, no, I believe that you have to have a job and you get some of these things that way. So now Twitterverse is all over her because she won and has the same views as them. Betsy DeVos to do a commencement speech. Well, it's over her in a commencement speech. Great. That's what the media is about. Now, I think it's great that the chancellor or the president of the university basically told the students if they don't offer back, if they don't show some respect, then they're going to have to mail the diplomas. They're not going to get their diplomas there at the graduation ceremony. Bethune-Cookman University in Florida. You know something? Protesting is fine. With respect. You get a speaker coming, let them speak. Now, all of us, you might as well figure this out. The only commencement speakers that are going to be allowed in America, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Oprah Winfrey. At least the president gave a great speech talking about uplifting information over the weekend. Warren, Sanders, and Winfrey, all they want to do is talk about the election that was 4 months ago, 5 months ago, and it is going to change. That's what our young people have to deal with. Unbelievable. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current and the financial market. When we come back, short-term rentals, can you make any money at them? Simple list could save you if your credit cards are ever stolen. What you need to know about qualifying for a mortgage. Ways to reduce student loan debt. All that and more. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter @ Ron. If you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel 01 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. processing for a cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Siegel Radio or anytime. 800-306-1990. Reminder, we're releasing our new guide to home ownership. We'll release that later this afternoon. Make sure you go on Siegel Radio, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, or send us an email. We'll get a copy of that e-guide out to you. Mainly, remember that there's a lot of people that just lump all the millennials into one big category. So those people born between 1982 and 2000, 83.1 million people, representing more than a quarter of the nation's population. And their size exceeds that of 75.4 million baby boomers. So we're going to release that guide this afternoon. Make sure you go to Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook or ronsiegelradio.com. Let us know you want a copy of it. We will send you a copy absolutely free. Just let us know that you want that one. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for a mortgage, any sort of a mortgage, Gold Star has the programs for you. Gold Star Mortgage. Now, FHA, VA, refinance, debt consolidation, asset completion, hypothecation loan, all of them are available from our friends over there at Gold Star Mortgage. What you need to know about qualifying for a mortgage today, that is our topic. So here's the issue. A lot of people think that you have to have 20% as a down payment. That is still a massive, massive myth. Generally, between 5 and 20%. There are programs out there with as little as 3% down. You may qualify for a loan even if you do not have perfect credit. We're still seeing that people think they have to, almost 50% of the people think that you have a credit score over 750. That is absolutely not true. You do not have to have that great of a credit score. There's programs down, I've seen some as low as 500. Now, you're going to pay a premium for those at 500, but above 580, you can get a loan for a down payment. Yes, you do have to have verifiable income, credit history, asset documentation. You're going to need an impartial third-party appraisal. You cannot hire them. I cannot hire them. What we do is go through, or the lender goes through, Gold Star Mortgage is a great example. They will go through an appraisal management company. That's where the hiring is done. And then the appraisal management company then goes to an independent third party or an independent appraiser who does not speak with the lender. So you have to have a stable credit. You have to know your credit history. Here's the question you need to take. Find your current credit history and score. That's absolutely number one. Card.com, creditkarma.com, those are great places to get the information. Start gathering all of your documents, verification, the W-2, tax returns, employment information, credit history and assets such as banks, savings accounts, 401k, IRA, any of those documents. Gather all of those together. Give us a call. We'll put you in touch with the friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. We can develop a spending plan and determine how much you can afford. Consulting with the lender is a great place to deal with that. Now, again, you tell them that Ron Siegel Radio, heard by Ron Siegel Radio, they will waive all of your lender fees to Gold Star Mortgage when you are called, when you give us a call, 800-309-1990, we put you in touch with them. Get them a job application going. It should not cost you. Gold Star, I know it costs you absolutely. Get your loan pre-underwritten. That's not pre-approved. That's not pre-qualified. It is pre-underwritten. It helps your real estate professional tremendously if they can go in with a non-contingent loan offer, So with your file being pre-underwritten, you're in great shape for that. Then ask your lender, and again, I can put you in touch with them, the people as well, to give you a great real estate professional who understands how to negotiate, how to save you money, how to manipulate, not in a bad way, but manipulate your offer to minimize or to meet your goals. You have to write an offer that meets your goals and has to deal with what your situation is. Maybe you've got a load of cash, but you don't have a lot of income, or you've got a derogatory item from your history, or maybe you can borrow money. Maybe you don't have a lot of money and you need to deal with a different perspective. You need to deal with getting loans or an offer structured so that you get help from the lender or the seller with your closing costs. All of those are possible when you're dealing with a great professional, and the team that we work with from Ron Siegel Radio is always available to help you with all of those issues. Just give us a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch. I think last week alone we helped 6 or 7 families where we sent them off to great real estate professionals who could help them get their dream, to get them involved, to get them their property that they wanted. Just for you, that mortgage minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So I share with you that we want to chat today about one of the big issues we're hearing all the time, consistently we're hearing this one, is that people are looking at Airbnb and VRBO, and there's several other sites where they can go and start earning money from property that they own. They're called short-term rentals. Some people will call them vacation rentals. Well, what do you need to know about these issues or these projects in order to make money or determine if you will make money or to meet your goals? So here's the issue. There's several categories that we're going to talk about today. And obviously you have to understand, you got to buy the property or own the property. Are you looking at a revenue? What is the current goal? What are your options there? What are the monthly costs? We're going to talk about that. What are the tax implications? What are the loan implications? All of those things are issues that you need to understand, and what do they mean? Because every one of those are going to be different. They're going to all come across your screen, your system, in a different way. Now, so you understand every one of them as to how every one plays into what you're doing and how it's going to your goals, the outcome of the transaction. That's one of the most important parts of it, is when you're dealing with a business transaction, what is the exit strategy? That's a key component. You know, when you're dealing with your own personal residence, that's one thing. You know you're going to live there, and you're finding something that's great for your family, and we're going to go into a lot of that in the next weeks because June is homeownership month. But the big issue that we're going to talk about when you're dealing with an investment property is what is the exit strategy? So all of those issues we're going to chat about. Don't go away. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to talk, give you a little tasks in just in case you ever have your credit card stolen or lost, you lose a whole wallet. I've seen some people hang their, especially, well, it's mostly women here, is they hang their purse in the back there and it's easily distracted and stolen. So we'll talk about that. Ways to reduce loan debt, that is on our docket as well. You can take time, our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect to facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at ronsiegel. What do you do? Don't look away. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio with an every market solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted sense. That's my message, your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Your credit matters segment today brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a court, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. A simple list could save you if your credit cards are ever stolen. Yeah, big issue. Nobody ever wants to think about having their wallet lost or stolen, but it happens more often than you may realize, and millions of Americans are among the victims. According to the Nielsen report, card fraud losses worldwide reached $21.84 billion in 2015. Many years ago, someone stole a friend of mine's credit card. Right off the back of her chair at a restaurant in New York City, went on a $2,000 shopping spree before they ever knew it. I had mine stolen just recently. Not a card stolen, but the card compromised. I had gone to a restaurant. I was out in Palm Desert, went to a restaurant. By the time I got to the hotel 2 miles away to check in, they started spending money on my cards. Do you have a credit card list? Interesting. Determined to never have that situation happen again, start writing down a list. Or I use Evernote for almost everything. Put a list of the credit cards, credit card numbers, and the magic numbers that are on the back of the card, what to do in case of lost or stolen. You don't necessarily need the number. You have your account. What I've done in some instances is just take a picture. Again, in Evernote, that's a password detected site. So I take a picture of the front and back of the card, and that way I've got them all right there. Make it easy in case there is a problem. So you want the credit card name, the customer service number. Make sure you keep a list of what expenses that card. If you have an auto pay for your cell phone or Amazon account or gym membership, make sure you have that listed there so it makes it a little easier for you to go to all of those companies. Having a credit card stolen is a hassle, but it could have been much worse. Even though the thief gets your money, there are laws to protect you from how much damage you're going to have as long as you're diligent. You can also set up your credit cards so that you get a notification if a certain amount of money is spent on that card. So if your normal is to spend X number of dollars, maybe your norm is that you don't spend more than $150 at any one time. Well, maybe the issue there is that okay, well, I'm going to deal with that anytime my card is used for more than $150, I'm going to get an email telling me that happened. Now, I know I've got one of my cards is set up for that, and before I walk away from the check stand sometimes, I've got a message from the card saying, you spent too much. Now, I get away with that a little bit on one of my cards. My wife is a little upset when I send it to her card saying that she spent too much. I don't know why that. That's your Credit Matters segment again. Brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Can you make money with short-term vacation rentals or short-term rentals or vacation rentals? They may not even be vacations. It's just short-term rentals. So what I'm talking about is, what is your goal? Are you looking for an equity play or are you looking for a revenue play? What is the difference between the two of those? So the equity play is, are you strictly buying a deal? Are you saying, okay, the market value of this property is $200,000, so I'm not going to pay anything over $175,000 because I'm dealing with it from an equity. I want to have immediate equity when I move in. And again, the numbers could be double, triple, quadruple that number, 10 times that number, it doesn't matter. But think about this. When you're looking at an equity play, you have to consider what your acquisition costs are and what your departing costs are. And that's going to give you an idea if you've got equity built in. So if you're looking at a $200,000 property, the market value is $200,000, well, you know that you're going to have 2% roughly is going to be your acquisition costs. Your exit costs are going to probably be about 8%, give or take. So again, you're going to have the same acquisition and liquidation for title and escrow and all of those issues, but you're also going to have some selling expenses on the way out. You're paid for by the seller, so when you're buying it, it's included in what your offer is, because they're going to take the proceeds, obviously, and they're looking at what your net sheet is, just like you'll look at the departure and what your net sheet is. So use 10%. So on a $100,000 property, you buy that property for $180,000, that's basically your break-even point. So you want to have equity going in, you've got to be below that. That's where your equity is going to be. Now, if you're going to have some rehab expense, that's got to be deducted from that as well. And if you know that you're going to have rehab expenses before you start the short-term rental process, well, you're going to have to account for that. You have to remember the short-term rental, the idea there is you're going to have a lot more vacancy, or you have a lot more vacancy potential than you're going to with a long-term, so you're charging more money. So you may be looking at a property that's got a $1,000 a month. I'm just throwing a number out there. $1,000 a month if you had it on a lease, but you may be looking at $150 a night on a short-term rental. Now, when you look at $150 a night on that short-term rental, you say, oh, well, that's 30 nights in a month, so I'm looking at $4,500. That's great, but you're not going to have it rented 100% of the time. So then you start looking and saying, do your homework, talk to some professionals, and saying, what percentage of the time am I going to have it rented? Equity is strictly dealing with the big numbers. The revenue play is when you look at it and say, okay, I've got that $150 a night, which is coming out to $4,500 a month if I was 100% occupancy. You will never be 100% occupied, or very rarely are you going to be 100% occupied. You're going to have to look and say, the management time out in the Coachella Valley, you look at the time around the golf tournament, and you look around the time of the tennis tournament, and the festivals, you've got a huge amount of your time is going to be premium time. So you might, instead of getting $150 a night for those premium times, you may be looking at $250 or $300 a night during premium time. You're going to add all that up, but then out in the Coachella Valley, you might also look at August and September and say, boy, I wish a tenant here at some point, a tenant there. Maybe that's the time of year that you want to be using it. Maybe that's where you enjoy it. It also may be the time of year that you say, okay, well, I'm going to put it up for vacation rental during that time period at maybe $50 a night. Maybe it's $150 during the season, wherever you may be. Maybe it's $250 during holiday time, pre-peak time. You're going to look at the, again, Coachella Valley, you're looking at the golf tournament, the tennis tournament, the festivals, Thanksgiving, maybe if there's some usage or some premium time around Christmas. I don't know about that one. But those are the issues. You might have some premium time around Memorial Day. That's the end of the season. Then what are you going to do? What kind of a schedule do you have? You have to remember, if you're looking at short-term rentals, you're going to have additional costs because the property is going to be furnished as a short-term rental. And you have to look at what are the amenities and the amenity package all the time, because think about the short-term rental. It's just like going to a hotel. What do you expect when you go to a hotel? If you want to get Ritz-Carlton pricing, you need to have Ritz-Carlton-type amenities. You need to have the 1,000-count sheets. You need to have the soaps and the shampoos, body washes, and the conditioners, the lotion, just like they're going to have those five-star resorts. Again, if you're in Hotel 6, you're in their paper towels instead of real nice bath sheets. Those are all issues that you have to think about. I'm going to talk more about this back. You're listening to Regal Radio discussing real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Hey, Marcy, how are you doing today? Good to see you join us as well. We'll also talk about ways to reduce student loan debt. That's on deck. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal VRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You need some trusted guidance. That message, and as your consumer advocate, delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. We're on Wealth Segment today, being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. That is geared for our first responders, active retired reserve, teachers, police officers, firefighters, at the VIPHeroProgram.com. Check it out. See if you qualify. There are lots of discounts right there. And we're going to talk today about ways to reduce your student loan debt. That is our subject matter. So there are several ways of dealing with student loan debt. Now, there are some new guidelines. Fannie Mae came out with new guidelines. Unfortunately, that doesn't affect the Freddie Mac or the FHA loans, but Fannie Mae did come out with some new guidelines to help people deal with student loan debt, get homes. So here's some ways you can reduce the burden of that student loan debt by pursuing better loan terms, shorter repayment terms, maybe even lower your monthly payment. Ask for employer assistance. Government employers have long offered loan repayment assistance or tuition reimbursement programs, but more private companies are now initiating assistance policy in part to attract millennial talent. If you're hunting for a job, pay attention to the benefits offered by potential employers. Some offer student loan assistance as part of their benefits package. If you're already employed, double check with your current employer on the possibility you're missing out on a valuable policy. Consolidate your student loans. Most student loans are eligible for consolidation. That's a process in which student loans are combined into one loan. The interest rate is calculated using a weighted average elective interest rate. And while this won't necessarily save you money on interest, it can simplify your repayments by consolidating them into one loan. Consolidation could alter your monthly payments by changing your repayment period, choosing a longer repayment period to lower your monthly payment, but increase the overall amount of money you repay. Choosing a 10-year standard repayment plan would result in the highest possible monthly payment, but minimizes the time and money required to pay off your loan. You may also become eligible for alternative repayment plans and potential loan forgiveness that may have been unavailable before consolidation. Pay ahead of time. Some federal student loans, like Perkins loans, do not accrue interest while you're enrolled in school and during the grace period after graduation. If you start making payments before interest kicks in, you can reduce the overall interest you'll pay. And while it may be extremely difficult to do, paying the balance in full ahead of time will render your loan interest-free. Pay extra. In the same vein, paying down the principal on your loan by paying extra each month will reduce your balance faster and save you money. Apply for public service loan forgiveness if you work for a government organization or a qualifying not-for-profit. You'll be eligible for public service loan forgiveness. You have to be employed full-time and have the right kind of loans and payment type. Under this program, your student loan will be forgiven after a certain amount of payments. Sign up for AutoPay. You can get a small reduction in your loan interest rate by signing up for online statements and electronic payments, where your loan automatically deducts your monthly for checking your savings account. Many lenders and loan servicers will offer an interest rate discount of up to 0.25% for signing up for direct debit or online statements. Roll student loan into your HELOC if you have a mortgage with some equity available. You could roll your student loan into a home equity line of credit, and this could reduce your interest rate and may result in tax benefits. Pick a different repayment plan. There's the income-based repayment plan, pay-as-you-earn, revised pay-as-you-earn, and income-contingent repayment. These plans will adjust your payment amount of your income. And there are some drawbacks to that. You got to check on all of it, apply for deferment or forbearance. And you can also look into refinancing your loan. There are a few ways right there for you to deal with that student loan debt and get resolved for you and your family. Talking this morning about short-term rentals, and we spoke already about the income play versus the equity play. We've talked about payment and money coming in. Costs involved as well. There are management fees on this. Either you're going to pay in time or you're going to pay as far as a service. I hear people paying management fees on short-term rentals anywhere from 20 to 30% depending upon how much work is involved in them. That's the big issue. Not all management fees are the same. You could just put the property up and all of a sudden you've got it and you're just rolling from there. The other side of it is you may not be just putting the property up and rolling from there. It could be that you're putting the property on the market and then you want to manage it. What I mean by manage it, this weekend is only going to come once. And once you hit Friday, the likelihood of you renting your property is very, very slim. So maybe on Monday or Tuesday, you want to say, okay, well, it up for $150 a night, that's my base rate, and it's not rented yet, so maybe I'll put it down to $95 a night for this weekend, 3-day minimum or 2-day minimum, whatever it is, and see if you can get it. Now, you're much better off in something that's above your expenses than nothing. And when I say above your expenses, you need to be looking. Are you paying a cleaning fee? You gotta, if it's a short-term rental, either you're paying the cleaning fee or somebody else is paying, or you're doing it. Yourself, managing yourself. One way or another, it's got to be paid. So you might have to look at it. It's, you know, most of the time I'm hearing right around $100 for a cleaning fee. So if you want to be renting your unit out for $95 and getting $100 in a fee, so you'd rather have empty for that. But if you get a 3-night minimum, so now you're getting $285, you're paying $100 extra as your incremental cost. Your mortgage still has to be paid already, so you've got a benefit there. So those are some of the management issues. Don't forget, you've got to deal with looking in your community number one, in your community, do they allow short-term rentals? There are a lot of communities, even some homeowners associations, they're starting to balk at short-term rentals or disallowing the short-term rental. What does yours do? What does the prospective property do? But make sure you're also understanding, are there hotel taxes, bed taxes, transit occupancy taxes, resort fees? Maybe your homeowners association is charging a fee for the short-term rental to hand out a key and hand out a do's and don'ts list or a list. You want to make sure in the unit itself that there's the emergency contact information. What happens if there's a flood? What's supposed to happen in those instances? Is there a management company handling that, or are you expecting that phone call yourself? If you're doing it yourself, do you have the service provider to get in contact with immediately for that? Now, are you paying cash for the unit, or are you borrowing money on it? You may be looking at a second home. It may be your primary residence. You may then be changing from there. You've got to look at that as well. That's a big, big issue as to how you're dealing with that. So once you've dealt with it, the question then becomes the second. You've got to keep good books on this because you want to make sure that you're showing all of your rental income. You've got to report that as rent income to the IRS. And you have to look and see what are your expenses involved or associated with that income. Then once you've done that, if you go to refinance down the road, it's going to show up on your taxes as being investment properties. Generally, from a standpoint, an investment property is going to have about a 3/8% higher interest rate than you're going to see on an owner-occupied second home. So you have to calculate those costs in as well. And you may be able to depreciate the property. You've got to talk to a tax professional on that one. But you have to understand all of these different issues. Who's going to report and who's going to pay taxes, the short-term taxes? Now, if you have somebody staying over 30 days, then generally you're not considered a short-term rental. And I've seen some of these short-term rentals, vacation rentals, where somebody does want the unit for a month or two. Well, if they're renting it for a month or two, now it doesn't fall under, and check again your guidelines in your community, but it does not fall under the short-term rental category for the transit occupancy taxes. Again, check your area to see how that's affected. Do you need a business license or not? Again, that's your community's going to let you know that. When you're looking at investment property, you need to understand what is your exit strategy. How are you on dealing with that? Are you looking to stay there 5 years and sell? Maybe you're looking at it as being your eventual retirement home. And I see a lot of that happening, especially out in the Coachella Valley. We've got a big audience out in the Coachella Valley where people are sitting out there, looking out there and saying, okay, I want to be dealing with it from that standpoint. I want to be looking at this as my rent. I can't get there very often. So why not collect extra money and deal with the VRBO, Airbnb, or there's a number of other solutions. What are those sites charging as a cost to let you advertise on the site? How are they coordinating? How do you communicate from one to the other? A whole bunch of issues there. So the bottom line is, yes, you can make money with short-term rentals and vacation bills, but you have to manage it. It's not just somebody handing you a boatload of money saying that's the end of the story and they're done with you. Just a thought for you, giving you great information. That's why I ask you every single day, set your first radio preset button to come back here in time and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thank to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk next time. on Ron Siegel Radio.
Thank you.